Archers, attack! Keep firing! Let none escape! Another down! Do not relent!
Gentle things and weird beings, welcome to another episode of another pod, Do Not Relent. I am your co-chairman, executor of the board, Slide Whistle.
You know, I always feel like your intros kind of give carnival host, but like this one in particular really did. But it's your boy, Immunization.
And it's me, Aaron, Fire Mage Extraordinaire and Horrid Punching Bag. And oh boy, I really hope we can survive to the end of the world, because it's 2012 all over again. Ha!
Whoa. We're going through a time rift. Now we have to do our intros as our new characters. Hello, I am Lars.
It's me, Robo Gnome.
And I'm Snidley. And I fucking hate this place. I hate going outside. I hate leaving the tree, but they burnt the damn thing down. And I hate demons so much.
So time running is here, and we've chosen our characters. We're locked in, except, I don't know, I might change mine. We'll see.
There's no changing Snidley. He stands immobile like a rock on a river.
You know, I haven't been able to dip enough time in it yet because, you know, it just came out literally earlier today, and unfortunately it was a busy day for my work, so I need to dip into it later. I've done nothing besides just create my character and do, like, the first, like, really quick starting area with the Bronze Dragonflight.
Robo-Gnome, right? Robo-Gnome. Did you make good on your DK? Promise?
I did. I showed Slide Whistle the picture though, and he couldn't tell what class it was because, you know, do the Mechagnomes just have glowy eyes to begin with?
Yes, they're, well, unless you choose normal eyes, but yeah, if any sort of artificial eye is going to glow blue.
Yeah, so yes, Robo-Gnome is in fact a Mechagnome Death Knight. Currently running as Unholy. We'll see how I feel about that later. And judging on some of the gems that Slide Whistle's been posting in host chat, like, are any of our characters going to have any semblance of a spec anyways?
I don't know. I have a fire shield, so I'm right at home again. I can't trigger it, but it's like the same effect and everything. I'm like, oh, neat.
Yeah, it's different than what I thought it was going to be. So I made Lars. I'm a Eridar Drain. Are the Eridar Draenei? No, they're not. They're like their own thing, right? They're the Manari.
No,
right?
Yeah, they technically would not be Draenei because Draenei just means like lost ones. So they're Manari, period, or they are Eridar. I don't believe it's Eridar Manari.
Yeah, like the only thing though is that like in the WoW menus you would have to choose Draenei, right?
Yeah, but I wanted to be the red one, so I made a warlock. I had to go unlock the red skin. I was like, oh, I don't have this. So I had to go do that on my demon hunter.
Oh, and then Slide Whistle told me, which I didn't realize this, I guess I'm a bad drainy, that like after you finish the Eridar quest chain and unlocked the red skin appearance, there is a vendor that just sells you things that you can buy, like a Draenei Hearthstone.
It's like a Naru. It says it's a Naru Hearthstone. I was kind of disappointed that there wasn't a big Naru above you, but I mean, the big shiny holy light from above is pretty sick.
Huh. And here I was thinking the toy we got last week was the Naru Hearthstone. I actually don't know what that one even does. I thought I remember us Draenees getting a toy for completing the Heritage Armor quest, but.
Yeah, so you get a toy that turns you into a big red Eridar, like a big muscular one, kind of like the updated one from Legion.
Yeah. I've seen people used to pull that up at raid all the time.
It just doesn't have the big kooky gem in the corner of in the middle of your forehead. But so like I think what happens is everybody finishes like the Redskin quest and then they like leave. But like if you wait a little bit, the broken guy is like, "Oh, before you go, see the blacksmith. He's going to be selling things." And I only caught it because I was like chilling.
I do remember he sold weapons. So I bought. Or wait, no. Didn't these things cost like Legion currency?
Like Legion currencies, yeah. So yeah. I had to be like, "Slide, come back with your auction house mount so I can buy Lightweave cloth to buy this Hearthstone." Which is funny because just very recently, as of like early Dragonflight, I sold a lot of my reagents. Like, I had a bunch of Lightweave cloth because I've been a tailor since around Legion as well. So, like, I had a lot of it, but, like, I got rid of it because it was taking up space.
Yeah, and you need Veiled Argonite, which you got by doing, like, world quests or killing demons on the planet of Argus. So I was like, oh, God, I have to come back and get, like, 200 more Veiled Argonite. Fuck. But so I decided to go with Eridar or Lox because I'm like, well, I don't have a max level Draenei. But then I was like,
What kind of warlock?
I was demonology, but I'm affliction right now because it's easier to level because I can tab target things really fast. But effect destruction is what I want to end up doing anyway, so I'm probably going to mess around with all specs. However, I don't know if I'm going to make it because I was under the impression we would be leveling faster. And I know the cloak will level you up faster as you go, but I'm like, oh man, am I only going to make one character? Because if I am, I really got to decide what I'm going to lock in. Because I was going to make a Void Elf Hunter, or I was going to make Mechagnome Warrior, Mechagon. So I'm like, I have to decide quick.
Yeah, and then the reason we have to decide quickly, also, just rewind it a little bit for the uninitiated listener, there is now, it's out as of today on a Thursday randomly, not on a reset, the Pandaria time running is available, where that what we've been talking about for a while, where you can just like go in like an alternate, like you can use the bronze dragons to go back and experience Pandaria quickly.
Here's the thing, it's not even the bronze dragons, it's the infinite dragon flight. You start with Eternatus and some other infinites who I guess are like the nice ones now, and they're like they're working with the bronze guys, but it's interesting that your go-to NPCs most of the time are, like, the baddies from Kata.
Is it bad that, like, I just consider Eternus a part of the Bronze Dragonflight now?
She pretty much is, yeah. Her and the other softies are much more bronze than they are infinite anymore. It's just that when you do see them turn into dragons, they're gray.
Also, did we know exactly when this was going to be released? Like, the time? Like, so it ended up being released at, like, noon our time, or, like, 10 Pacific, I guess 1 p.m. your time, Aaron. And like the way I found out about it is because I was like in WoW trade chat and people were like, y'all excited for it to launch in 44 minutes? I'm like, how does everyone know this? And then I saw it everywhere all of a sudden. Everyone was talking about the exact time. I'm like, did this spread just by word of mouth?
Who was out here sending smoke signals letting everybody know? Was it on the Twitter? Did I miss that? I don't go on there no more. Aaron, you might know.
I hadn't seen anything. I mean, granted, I was working up until the point that it came out, but I was just depending on Immune had his ear to the ground much more than I did. So I was just like, when he says it's done, it's done. But I don't know who the first person was. If they're just someone who is constantly spamming the menu to be like, it's here. The update is finally here.
But I think the system is very cool. So it's like very Plunderstorm-esque where like at the top of the screen you can click on it and then it's like guides you through creating a character. But I did not realize, maybe they said this at some point, but like I don't think that they did, that like you can straight up join your WoW Yum guild with your Time Runner character. So I was just like casually while working inviting people's, like, are we calling them alts? I guess they're alts or WoW is wanting us to call them Time Runners. So I was inviting Time Runners to Uno Mas, and they're just like, share a guild chat with us, and then they have like a little like hourglass icon on them. It's pretty cool.
It's really cool. I wish it is for Plunderstorm, because like I was getting kind of bored in Plunderstorm. Like I love just typing in between killing people. So like it was weird not having guild chat, and WoW. So it's a great, great thing that they did. And there's been so much going on with like I guess it was an interview with. Who was it with? Brian Dowling? I don't know who the hell that is. But I guess they work for Blizzard. And they're talking about the lore. And I guess, get this, the lore of Eternus and the Infinite Dragonflight leading this expedition into the past is canon. Players are there exploring the Pandaria timeline to learn more with explicit instructions to not change anything. Which is true. You can talk to Eternus and she has like a bunch of text about why they're doing this in the first place.
Yeah, a lot of, from talking with her, a lot of it was like, it was tumultuous times, and we want to look back on it with a new outlook, but also, like, you're still doing all this stuff. Like, she was like, We are a much more learned people. We need to understand what happened in the past. Go, Snidely, and do that quest where you hop in a gunship and mow down 70 orcs.
It felt really good, though. I felt great just shooting them from the skies, watching the explosions in the sand.
I'm very excited that the first thing that I'm going to do after we record these podcasts is just mow down a bunch of Horde, because it's been far too long, if I'm being quite honest here.
For me, it hasn't, and that is the crux of, and I don't know how to say this. I am excited for time running, but I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm level 18, but as of yet, it really just feels like I am playing the beginning of MOP again, which I have done many, many, many times. So is there something lessened by it for people like me who have gone through with like 28 different characters?
Yeah, I'm still
waiting for it to be different. Like, sure, you get different abilities where it's like you can do a backhand spring as a warlock, or sometimes you get a fire shield, but I'm still waiting for the novelty of what is different enough that it's like, oh yeah, I'm super jazzed.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it comes later. I mean, do you know what your cape stats are? Like, how much experience you're gaining?
I don't know about that. I know it gives me, as a whole bunch of things, it's like, you got +2 avoidance and +1 experience and +3 intelligence. It's nothing very interesting as of yet.
Yeah, I was doing the beginning, and I was like, I'm going to do the quest. And I was like, wait a minute, I've done the quest in the Jade Forest. So, like, maybe, like, have you quested in every area? Have you, like, left Jade Forest?
Well, technically, because I have Lore Master, but I don't remember them. So once we get to, like, Yulong Steps, I guess it'll be more interesting because it'll be not new, but something I'm not familiar with. But going through Jade Forest, I'm like, oh boy, I definitely have done this 7 times before.
Yeah, dude. I was like, okay, here we go. I'm going to read the quest. And I was like, skip, skip, skip. Pickles. I know Pickles. Yeah, skip. Okay, the Night Elf. Yeah, no, thank you. Come on, let's go. Let's go. What I think is great is that you can dragonfly. That just automatically cuts down on like a lot of the fucking time traveling between these quests.
Which, a brief interlude I have to say about dragonflying. In Paldon Village, Eternatus is like, or one of her goons is like, hey, dragonflying's a thing. And you can say, I already know what it is, skip. And then she goes, okay, go through the portal. And then you're forced to go through the portal. You go, and like Lord Andronis is like, dragonflying. Okay, bye. It's like, if I already said I knew what it was, why did you make me go through the portal just to have another guy?
They really want to make sure that you know that you can dragonfly there, okay?
Yeah, it said it is key to the experience that I take you up to this cliff and you see, oh, there's a lot of space to fly. Okay, bye.
Oh, you actually went through it?
No, I didn't do the tutorial, but when you tell her I've done the tutorial, she's like, well, I opened this portal, so
might as well use it.
Yeah, you're going to need to go through it. I did tell Lord Andronis that someone's coming through.
You know why they probably did this, though? They probably did this for, like, people who are coming back to the game that didn't play Dragonflight and, like, maybe don't even know that dragon riding is a thing.
Now, did I miss out on bronze by skipping it? Because I saw there was 10 bronze, and then I completed the quest, or I said skip, and I didn't get any bronze. So, did I waste 10 bronze, chat?
Well, maybe, technically, but that's another thing, is bronze, which is the new universal currency that you'll use to buy cosmetics, comes off anyone, so just kill like 10 monkey guys and you got it.
I ran a dungeon right before we recorded. Got Scarlet Monastery. Have you run any yet, Aaron?
No, I've only been doing the story because I want to I want to cherish the story, especially if it is like, I don't really know why I'm doing that, but
I was gonna say why.
I have yet to run any dungeons because I was like, I don't want to speed to the end. But then again, maybe the end is where I'm supposed to be. So I don't know.
You know, I'm in the same boat as you though, Aaron. Like my goal, at least on my first character here, is I want to just absorb as much of Pandaria as I can, because I don't have Lore Master, but like I don't think I fully have even leveled through Pandaria, and I definitely haven't experienced all the story. And if I did experience portions of it, it's been a long time. Like you guys have said, Jade Forest, that's probably fine, because like I feel like I've tried to level through Pandaria a lot, but then like we either one way or another we got pulled into just like dungeon leveling or doing something else instead, and then I was like, oh, I'll come back to this at some other time. So like yeah, as you guys have said, I've done Jade Forest, especially the first like half of Jade Forest, probably like 6 times, but that's about as far as I really have made it into Pandaria. So
how much of the dailies have you guys done?
No, none.
Okay, so that's great. So I think that's something, Aaron, that you should be focusing on, because with Lore Master, I mean, you too, I mean. But, so, like, you can fly wherever you want to once you get in Jade Forest, and I flew to the dragon people. Oh, God, what are they called? Not the Jade Dragon, but the...
The...
Cloud... The Mogu? Cloud Dragon people.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you can do a daily there that eventually gives you a dragon egg, and the dragon... It's basically like Whoop Daycare, but, like, before. And... You get to choose what color mount you want, because all that shit comes forward, right? So like, if you get the mount there, then you can get it in the real game, in real life. Because there's like 14, 16 factions that give you dailies like that.
You know, that's crazy.
These are just the Pandaria dailies. Okay, yeah, I've done some of these, but yeah, certainly not all of them, and I have more than enough time to do so now.
Like, pretty much everything seems to just be ready to go, like, once you get there. Because I was flying through the zone, and there were just quests everywhere underneath me. And I was like, oh, God, like, do I pick them all up? Do I focus on the zones I want to be in? Like, I'm not sure how I want to go about doing this.
So I wonder, like, if you just level through the story as intended, like, how would leveling work? Because you start at level 10, max level is 70, so, like, how is it scaled here? Do we know?
I don't really know. Again, I felt like I wasn't getting a lot of experience, but my cloak doesn't have any experience boosts on it yet. I did a whole dungeon. Granted, I'm only like level 11, so or 12, and I'm almost 13 now. So I almost got one whole bar from doing Scarlet Monastery. But there were a bunch of gear dropping that would make things go faster, a bunch of tinker sockets that I got, and a bunch of those weird tinker gems that we're talking about, like that are like abilities that you can put in there.
Yeah, I like how, like, they vary from, like, oh, this is just, like, a stat boost that you can reactivate every hour to, oh, this is a res. And then, like, you linked one that somebody else in your dungeon won that was, like, this character can now use Leap of Faith, like the Priest Yank ability.
Yeah, I gotta get my hands on that one. That was, I posted it in host chat, but that was something the Druid Healer got, not what I got, unfortunately. Because I want to yank Aaron around everywhere.
Thanks, pal. Well, you won't get a chance to, because all of mine have been just kind of stat boosts, things like that, except for one where it's like, set yourself on fire. You will get increasing intelligence until either you turn it off or you die. And I was like, yeah. I don't know where I'm going to use this, because it starts ramping up. And I feel like I've had a trinket like this before. But it was like, oh, you do, like, it starts at 1 damage and it goes up to 100 per second. But this is like, no, 10,000 per second. If you really want all that intelligence, you're going to die.
It's taking combustion a little too seriously here.
Yeah, no, literally, I was like, I was burning to death, and then I had to turn it off, and the genie was like, oh, are you okay, brother?
I guess LFR is also open, like, immediately. Like, you can do LFR. I guess in PTR...
There's R's to L... for right now?
Yes. However, I don't know if you necessarily want to do them. Apparently, they were being abused in the PTR. The streamers and influencers were doing them to level up fast. So they were like, well, we're going to nerf the leveling up fast in these. But, like, you still get bronze or stuff or whatever. But it's just funny that, like, you can do all this shit, like, right off the bat. Like, you just go do it.
I guess, yeah, because they're not trying to be like, oh, we need to gate the story or things like that, because it's other than the first 3 minutes, it's the exact same thing you remember. Just you have silly abilities now. So I guess it really is just if you wanted to play around in Pandaria, now is your time to do so.
Yeah, pretty much. I have opened this interview, and that's pretty much what they were saying. They were like, how do we do, like, what do we want to do? And they were like, Remix was created as the answer to what would players enjoy at the end of Dragonflight, filling the gap between expansions. I guess they said it came from a Diablo 3 season. Season 28 added something that changed the foundation of the game drastically and made a lot of old players come back. So I was like, okay, it makes sense.
It certainly got old people to come back. I was, granted, it's day one and people have the jitters, but I was looking in Slash 1 and it's like, this is great. Just like I imagined. Epic. And I was like, I wish I could be as jazzed as them.
Yeah, we'll see how that excitement holds up. They announced that it'll be available for 95 days as of recording now. So what does that take it into, like, maybe like August 18th or 19th or something like that?
Yeah, plenty of time. Which also, though, this is interesting. I didn't realize this. So there are, I mean, maybe I did. There are rewards exclusive to the event. So there's new mounts, and then there's the Shadowpan ensemble, which are priced cheaper to help players get them. Whereas, like, the Heavenly Onyx Cloud Spirit and the Tusks of Manoroth are more expensive. It says, when looking at rewards, keep an eye to items tagged with Remix. This tag means these items are obtained exclusively during the event. So unless you want to spend Trader's Tenders on them later, probably, buy those Remix shits now.
Yeah, so that should be the priority. And are these, like, on the... what was the term that they said? Like, bizarre vendors or whatever?
Yes, yeah, the bizarros.
Another quality of life change that's come with this, and I know I appreciate it, is for whatever reason, the leveling and or the leveling set for Pandaria is now considered an outfit, which I was not surprised, but I was a little sad when of the three leveling sets that they had, I had already completed 2 and 75% of them. So I was like, oh, I guess I really combed this place over, huh? So I don't know why that isn't a thing in other places, like in past expansions. You'll get full dungeon sets or leveling sets, and they just did not consider them important at that point.
But you're talking about how, like, in the Mog window, it wouldn't have considered them, like, in
outfit. Yeah, you can't go to outfit and do, like, Draenor leveling set, even though there is a set that you got for doing that. But now, for whatever reason, there is a Pandaria one. So I'm like, oh, neat, I guess.
That would be a good quality of life change in the future if they went back and just sorted them.
Because they did start doing it only in Dragonflight. Dragonflight has a leveling set that is considered an outfit. No other expansion before that did, and I've never understood why.
Maybe they're just trying new things out, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good precedence, you know, for
the These are the things that I notice when I've already played the fuck out of Pandaria. I'm just like, oh, neat! They made the Jinnu friend quest 2% faster!
You gotta lock in on the dailies. I think when you do the dailies, like the cooking dailies, have you ever done that before?
Oh, well, no, but Cubbybub has done them all. I've watched vicariously. She's best friends. They probably gave her an NPC in Pandaria for all of the darn cooking quests she did.
You got to get that farm started. Wherever the fuck that is, I don't even know where that happens at.
I'll be an Iron Paw associate in no time.
Yeah, I've literally never done it.
I'm still reading this interview. I guess players on PTR were commenting that they felt you gained bronze too fast, which you use bronze to buy all the cosmetics. Blizzard's response to that was, good. Okay, I'm here for it.
Yeah, might as well just give it out, like, a bunch. There's no, because if you hold off on it, people are like, oh, God, you're gatekeeping, you're forcing me to play. But it's like, I don't know, just give it, and then the people who want to buy things will buy things, and then maybe they'll stay.
I think, like, their reasoning is probably that, like, the things tagged Remix that are, like, the cosmetics and things are tied just to playing this. They don't want you to have to sort of, in particular, grind for those.
They're like, here, so we don't want to hear your fucking Plunderstorm baby complaints. We're here to get all the fucking bronze you need. I don't know why I didn't realize that, like, the second you unlock anything, you get it in Dragonflight. In my mind, you had to wait until you, like, the,
like,
transfer.
The event was over.
Yeah, because, like, they're always like, well, these characters are going to stay here until it ends. And then once it ends, everyone's transferred over. So in my head, I was like, yeah, that's when everything gets transferred over. So that's even fucking better. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's why I chose Warlock, was I was like, well, I want to get things that Growlina can directly benefit from.
Oh, you can get all mogs, by the way. It's not just clocks. So, like, you can play whatever, and, like, you could get, like, anything.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Well, Snidley's just been thrown under the bus.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, no.
It's time for Overwatch, the Plate Death Knight.
Overwatch was a, I believe he was the Punchin Shaman. So maybe I'll move that into this new world. Although he already exists, can I just pick a character and be like, put him over there?
Just delete him.
I don't want to have to
delete him.
I don't have to. Oh, I don't have to redesign. And plus, I know these crumb bums. People are constantly entering Overwatch in an attempt to get it to do a haha funny goofer in the chat.
Just do a thing where you get rid of the name, and then you have me pick it up really quick, and then you guys do a simultaneous release.
No,
because
he'd never give it back. He would give it to Sleepy Tony and be like, here, Tony.
It belonged
to
me
to
now.
World.
No!
How easy do you think the rating is going to be? Like, will the rating be hard? It can't be, like, simple. I don't know.
There has to be a ceiling at some point, because granted, it scales with you, but the entire experience seems piss easy right now. And, like, because I've played Affliction Warlock, I know for a fact you can't just kill a guy by putting corruption and putting another bleed on him, and a second later he dies. So it's like, what's going on? Why are you babying me right now?
Well, I mean, your gear is going to be stronger. I don't think the raid is going to fall over like that. But I guess, I don't know, I guess they wouldn't want you trying to struggle on a raid for too long, right? It's in a limited event.
Yeah, they want you to complete things to get the most out of it. So it wouldn't surprise me if they just made everything really easy. If this is just a vacation mode.
My assumption would be that it would feel like the time walking raids when they come around.
Yeah, which was super easy. We'll talk about that later. Oh, okay. At level 20, you unlock the ability to do war mode. So does that mean that you will get more bronze? Because it usually gives you more resources. What do you think that's all about?
I mean, I imagine that'd be the only thing. They're not going to retroactively add quests to kill horde guys in there. So I imagine it's, yeah, just to get more bronze from your things, or maybe better equipment when you open your time lock chests.
Oh, yeah, right. Because you're almost there. You're like 18, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Legal.
Get at Snidley, girls. Get at me.
I don't know. I don't know
you
if
don't
the girls want
get
that.
At him. No, he stinks, ladies. Stay away. He stinks.
Don't worry, guys. I found where the bazaars are, as if it was really hard. But here you go. If you want to buy, you want to spend your bronze, you can spend them at Dawn's Blossom Inn in Jade Forest, Half Hill in Vale of Four Winds, One Keg in Kun Lai Summit, at the back of Niao Zhao Temple in Taonlong Steps, by the Sunset Brew Garden in Drew Wastes, inside the Shrine of the Seven Stars, and the Shrine of the Two Moons, and the Shrine of the Silver Monkey of Eternal Blossoms. There you go.
You know where I saw that? Fucking Facebook showed me this graphic. Like, why is WoW's PR on Facebook, like, top-notch, but nowhere else?
They have to be.
they gotta keep up with... Yeah, they gotta keep up with the populace. You figure, the people who have been playing since Vanilla, they're getting up there. They're Facebook denizens now.
It's really funny that I say that, because I usually see, like, the one-minute posts from WoW on Facebook. So it's me. I'm their demographic. Kill me.
I'm excited. I'll have to check them out. I think I have 300 right now. Maybe I can buy a cool bracer. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. So I ran Scarlet Monastery. The trash was hard. Some of the trash, if you overpull, it's like classic where it just fucking bean you. The bosses were whatever. They didn't do anything. The trash was awful. Or maybe it was our tank dying. Because you can queue for normal and heroic at level 10. I'm like, should I be queuing for heroic? Is that a mistake? So I only did normal. And at the end of it, I think I got 300 bronze. So I got all of Aaron's bronze life worth at the end of doing one dungeon. So there you go.
Oh, another win for Snidley.
This is what I've been doing all day.
Poor Sniddles.
I fucking hate Snidley, man.
Is he making it out of this recording?
I don't know. I just keep I just keep sitting here and thinking about Snidely, and I was like, damn. Like, he's affliction only because Slidewhistle had a little Felguard in the picture. So I was like, well, I can't be demonology. Like, I don't want to roll up, and it's like we're wearing the exact same outfit. One of us is going to have to change. So I was like, you know what? He's a pathetic little guy. He's affliction. But now that you said you're trying affliction, I was like, should he be something else? But then that opened the door to, should he be someone else?
Well, affliction's my main warlock spec. Tapeworm's always been affliction.
That is true. But yes, that is true.
Whatever the hell you want. It doesn't, with these abilities, it doesn't matter. Like,
it also, in my thought process, I was like, I'm going to do something that I have hardly any experience in with like a group that I have hardly any experience or interest in. So I made this male night elf affliction warlock, and I was like, wait a minute. I hate this.
Yeah, that's gonna
maybe
make
I actually
it.
Don't want to do this.
And like, I'm a Draenei, but I'm only, I feel like because I'm a evil, or sorry, we're good now. I'm an Eredar Draenei. It makes it like more palatable to me that I'm like a big evil dude, or sorry, not evil, red.
You're big and you're red. You're basically Clifford.
Dude, Clifford's a fucking menace.
I appreciate that. Velen, watch out, he's evil.
No, he is not evil. He is just red.
I mean, that's basically what that Draenei heritage quest was.
I guess that's what the Horde's been doing for years. Every Johnny come lately from 2008 has been like, no, we're not evil, just red.
I was super close to making a light forged Draenei paladin, so I really went the complete opposite direction, I feel like, with this.
You know, honestly, maybe we all kind of played ourselves a little bit, which I think is what we were kind of talking about last week, that like, it's a fine balance of playing things that we want to like level for various reasons, but like, or things that we've never played before, but it's like we haven't played them before for a reason. So like, are they going to go by the wayside like Snidely probably will at the end of this episode? I don't know.
You know what? Let's hear from him one last time, everyone. Snidely's taking the big plunge, but let's hear from him one last time while I go to the bathroom.
Oh, beans.
Oh, hello, Lars. What are you doing on these shores? Surely you'd be out adventuring, seeing the world.
I wanted to check on you, Snidely. You do not seem yourself. You've rocketed up to level 18, but I fear you've remained here for the past few hours. What has possessed you?
Fear? Possession? What words you have come to me with? Lars, my friend, it is fear and possession that I hate the most of all. More than the bright sun, or demons, or the empanada that scarred my face. It is fear that I have been possessed by one thing, doubt. And I fear that I must be alone for what comes next.
I do not know what you mean, Snidely, but I will leave you to your thoughts.
Lars.
Hmm?
When you came to me with the knowledge that any player could unlock any armor set, regardless of class, I thought we'd set off a chain reaction that might erase our whole existence from this world.
I remember it well. What of it?
I believe we did. My world.
Thank you, Snidely. That's the last we'll ever hear of you, but you went out with, I assume, a whimper.
So, is it official?
Yeah. Yeah, the Goontometer has already spun up again. I've put up the stages there, the big novelty thermometer, or, like, game show pointer. Yeah, he's gonna have to go by the wayside. Sorry, Snid.
All it took was you hearing that you could get the transbox on anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, the fact that I was no, because that's the thing is, I was like, okay, who can wear cloth? Warlock? Mage? I'm not doing mage. Priest? I'm not doing priest. I don't like them. So I was like, I guess it's gonna have to be warlock. But I was just like, you know what? I've done warlock 3 times. And none of the times was I really like, yeah, this is great. So I'm very glad. I'll have to look around and see, because there's also not a lot of other classes I haven't right. done. But it may have to be, I don't know, it may have to be paladin, because I've never really given it my all. I think the only other paladin I ever had was Zaddy. And that was like, I turned my brain off. So let me keep
isn't that the true paladin
firing.
Way?
Yeah.
I guess, but let me keep some synapses firing and see what it's like now, but who knows what it'll be. I'll report in
yeah,
later.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I'm like, I don't know if I, like, because, like, a warlock leveling, like, with affliction, the problem with affliction leveling is that everybody else is going to hit the mobs and the bosses way faster than you, and so, like, you're never going to get to do anything. Like, you're going to dot it, and it's going to die. And I'm like, am I wasting this? Like, should I pick a heritage armor person instead of a regular class? Like, so I don't know. I'm thinking about Mechanome Warrior, but I'm like,
Well, Draenei is a heritage one.
But isn't that, yeah, I guess. But, like, I don't get an achievement for that, do I? Is there achievement for that?
I don't know.
Didn't you just do it?
I mean, I don't remember if there's an achievement. I believe you get an achievement at the end of it, probably? I don't know.
I don't think there's an achievement for, like,
no,
any of
there's
them.
No, there's right? allied race achievements. You get an achievement for getting allied
well,
races.
Well, like they're empty. Like,
I mean, they're also not an allied race.
That's what I'm talking about. Exactly. We're on the same page. We're saying the same thing. That's why I'm saying if I do a Mechanome, I'll get an achievement.
Oh, well, I mean, like... Sure, then. Do that. Like, I feel like I've literally never cared about the achievement part. I guess I care more about, like, the Mog, but the Mog is tied to the achievement, I guess.
Isn't the Mog only for Draenei anyway?
Yeah, but isn't that all Heritage Armors?
Right. But if I'm getting a Heritage Armor for a class I'm not going to play and an achievement versus a Heritage Armor I'm not going to play and no achievement.
Why is, like... So the achievement doesn't give you anything. It's just, like, plus 15. Is that really a big motivating factor?
Yes. You guys don't like achievement points?
No,
I don't really care
that much.
It explains why you guys have such low achievement points. It makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah. I could not give a fuck. If it doesn't give me a tangible, like, thing, I don't care.
I also don't think my score is that low.
It's pretty low.
Smack the taste out your mouth.
Do you even know what yours is?
No, I'm just being a little shit.
Pretty high.
Pretty high. Well, that's why they're there,
like,
bozos.
Like, you know
they're
what?
There for a reason, dummies.
If there was anyone who would know their achievement score by heart, I believe it would be
Well,
Sidewizzle.
Guess what? You just lost that bet, bitch, because I have no clue. Yours is probably 2.
Yeah, 2. Too high to count. I didn't actually say that at the time. I don't know if you can tell by audio quality. It's 6:40 a.m. while I'm editing. Just, I thought of that now, and I feel like it would really zing them.
Except yours is actually probably higher than Mune's because you have Loremaster.
But he has, like, everything. I'm not doing a nice pissing contest. I'm not doing a measuring my friend's dick contest. But, yeah, I guess achievements, go do an allied race to get one of them.
Now I gotta check.
Speaking of race, we were out to the races to finish this week's raid.
You know... I was worried that we were going to struggle a lot on Razageth.
Because Tuesday, we cleared all the way to Razageth and proceeded to fall down the stairs, tumble, fumble, bumble all night. And I was like, we're really not going to do it. We're gonna miss it. Time running is going to come out and we're going to be done. And then Wednesday, we showed up with a smaller, tighter crew. Done instantly.
Yeah, so one like, oh, shot okay. that shit. I'm like, hello? Were we just tired? Were we just a little EP boys the night before or something? I don't know.
The math is in on the achievement scores, everybody.
Ooh,
drum roll, please. Okay, at third place, Ralina at 21,025.
21K. Makes sense. Because of my statement of I don't do it if I don't doesn't give me anything.
In second place, me with 25.5K. 25,505. In first place, look at you over here. You have almost 26K. I got a middle finger from behind the monitors. You're at 25.
It really was. I hate to say, but you built your own noose here.
There's no noose.
Yeah. You really did. You really
yeah,
did
move aside.
Build up.
It's my time to cut a promo as the victor here. I am the king of the achievements. And you know what makes this victory taste even sweeter? The fact that I didn't even fucking care if I won or lost. So eat that slide.
Well, I have more beats of strength than you.
What a
like
sniddly
one?
Move over there.
No, I have 158. Aaron, you have 68 beats of strength. Get one more, please, and leave it at that. 69 would be such a good beats of strength.
I probably will. Any feat of strength I've ever achieved has been accidental. Like, it's all stuff like, oh, you watched the movie and entered the code into your computer.
Hey, AOTCs are feat of strength, I think, right?
Yeah, they are.
Ah, oh, beans. Well, then I guess I get one more. I get TWW, and then goodbye.
You gotta retire.
But also, achievement points are weird because it's, like, oddly sometimes character-specific, too, isn't it?
So, WoW does it cumulative. So when you go to, like, your characters, like, I checked between Deoxyribos, because when I typed D, it knew what I wanted immediately. It went right to Deoxyribos' armory. It's the same number as my Evoker. And that's got to be all the proof you need, because Evoker should have, like, nothing, basically. Is that Mark out? Is Mark fucking riding a motorcycle outside right now? You hear that humming, that revving?
Ooh, he loves all things motor.
For real, though, like, he spends so much of the day just, like, with a bunch of power tools and, like, things outside. It's really annoying when I'm trying to focus and get work done. He's, like, trying to, like, rent out this, like, back space behind his house. He has, like, this weird back house, and he's been, like, fixing it up, and, like, it... I hate this man, basically.
Do you think he has a high achievement score or a low achievement score?
Mark strikes me as one who cares a lot, so I'm gonna say high, but it's not, like, impressive. Like, you see Mark's big achievement score, and you're not like, oh, Mark! You're like, oh, Mark.
He doesn't know how to use his achievement score, if you know what I mean.
Hey! Googling what's the possible highest achievement score. Oh my god, guys, the highest achievement score? 45,000.
Yeah, I mean, there's people that have literally every single achievement.
45,190. There you go.
Yeah, like, just casually, there are people that have every single achievement that aren't, like season-specific. Like, I saw one on Twitter the other day that's like, yeah, I have every achievement other than, like, Season 2 Gladiator, and that was it.
Can you imagine how hard these people's lives are? Because, like, if you don't like content, like, that means they're pet battling. They're doing Plunderstorm. They're doing, like, every single little thing that they either like or hate, and they have to because they have to keep their status on the wildprogress.com/8points leaderboard.
Yeah, no, that life must be miserable because nobody likes every aspect of this game. Like, just a sheer, like, the sheer number of points that we're missing out on, because, like, I wouldn't really PvP all that often. And, like, you'll never catch me pet battling.
It is really cool, though, looking at their, like, armory and just seeing, like, 100 rings maxed out.
I'm proud that I have all 26 of 26 character achievements, because I believe the majority of them are, like, get 100 gold, get to level 10, get to level 20, but still,
it's pretty neat.
Yeah, get a fucking haircut at the barbershop.
Oh, this person got 99% on expansion features. Looks like the jig's up.
That means you have to Mythic Raid. That means you have to buy. Do you have to buy everything? Do you have to buy all the items that come out?
Because I feel like somebody who's this dedicated to achievements probably isn't also a Mythic Raider and also a Mythic level or Gladiator level PvPer.
I'd imagine that would carry some amount of clout. Like, you go to, like, a mythic guild, and you're like, hey, it's me, Verdubius, the guy who has every achievement ever.
please, please include me in your group.
And it's like, we gotta do it for Verduvius.
Honestly, I was thinking that they're probably paying money to get carried, but I like that.
Yeah, like
a lot
real
better.
Money.
Yeah, they're like, I'll give you $200. Please get me through this. I'll have it to you guys.
That makes it just sadder. Mark's out there like, please, guys, if they see IFCE, they'll rent out my back house.
It is Mark. I knew it. I knew it. He's his life, LMAO. That's the top man from Europe.
You need to lean out the window and shout to him. Tell him that we have this program. I'd love to get Mark on the pod.
Okay, he would go back and hear all the things we've said about him and probably shoot a bullet through our window. But yeah, back to Raid that we were beginning to talk about for our Bonapetum achievement scores. Yeah, so we killed Razageth. It was easy. Really simple. Then we did Ulduar, and I was like,
And you know what? Like, I'm always really confused about these time walking raids. Honestly, that fucking first boss when we're in, like, mechs and tanks and stuff was harder than Razageth, which is, like, I mean, mainly because I would say a solid half of us don't know what that fight is supposed to be, and that one was the only fight in that entire raid that actually required that we knew what we were doing, I feel like.
We also had General Grievous's little cousin on the mic because he was a big fan of Ulduar, giving us the rundown. And that one, it was useful. Although I was just in a push-em tank, and I guess Cass was my gunner, but I didn't see her get in. So he was the entire time he was running down the fight, and I was like, I don't know what you're saying, bud, but I'm hitting one every so often.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what the fuck this fight is. Because normally when I farmed Ulduar a lot just for the mount that I never got. But that mech combat just fucked me up. Me and Aaron were in the same car. Our car blew up because we didn't know we had to repair it. I don't know what the fuck that means. As we're dying, someone's like, don't forget to repair your vehicle. Repair your vehicle. And I'm like, huh?
I guess that's what I get for not reading and just kind of jumping into it. I thought I had a gun the entire time. I thought I was shooting the man. It was not until I got into the same tank the next pull that it's like, no, you're just a pusher tank. And I was like, oh, like literally all I have is like a Robot Wars shoving apparatus. And they were like, yeah. And I was like, oh.
I thought you had a gun. So for a little bit, I was like, it's fine. I'm going to go get up and go get some
shit,
food.
We were going around just sitting there. No one was firing a gun. That's why we died.
Yeah, like literally during that first pull, Slide's like, oh, this is a perfect time for me to roll a joint.
That's what I was doing. And only when I got back and when Minnie, so I was driving a car when we wiped, by the way, we wiped on the first boss in Ulduar. Then Minnie, I was driving a car. Minnie got into my car and was like yelling at me. He wasn't like yelling at me, but he was like, you're too close. Get away. Get away. You're too close. Get away. And I'm like, I don't have a gun.
So, yeah, it's crazy that that one was kicking our little fannies and then everything else was just piss easy. It was so easy that people were like, we gotta do the silly strats. And I was like, but why? Like, if we're in time walking world, why do we need to do hard mode? Just for the fun of saying we did it?
I think more gear drops. So when you do hard mode, a second chest appears. That's why there are multiple chests, I'm pretty sure. And then that would just give us more loot. Even though I'm pretty sure I got mostly gold for a little bit.
Yeah, so I didn't get dick from that second chest. I got $20 every time.
So I will say, I don't know. Okay, so I think I haven't farmed Ulduar. And I think I only ran it maybe like once or twice back when we first started playing, really. Because my achievements were from 2016. And a lot of this raid, I just straight up didn't remember. Iconic moment. That one boss, the one that pats around the ring, her scream. That's one of the craziest things I've ever heard in this game.
It's so good. Put it in. Put it in right here.
Oh. I actually didn't hear it because I was listening to YouTube during that. She fell over.
I'm pretty
over.
Sure it's on a Wowhead. I probably.
Oh,
I,
yes.
I'll find
100%. Yes. Like I said, we just heard it, but yeah, everyone's like, oh no, that scream. And it's like, pierces like a banshee. And I was just watching like top 10 scariest haunted houses in Ohio. I was like,
who are you watching that in now?
I was just something was on. I was putting on my true crime, and we were there long enough that it auto went into something else. I was like, I don't know. I don't care.
The scream probably fit in perfectly.
Ah!
Number literally, you
7.
You just did it.
Skibbity toilet.
Yeah, we crushed it, which I'm glad it's crushable, hoping that this is how the mop raids look, honestly. For once, I was appreciative of people who, like, knew what was going on. Usually, I feel like when we do, like, Kata, it annoys us. I don't know why it annoys us more in Kata. Maybe because, like, Kata is both very ugly and it seems like it's very straightforward that we don't need to do anything mechanic-wise. Well, Olduar, definitely.
People have deep-seated fear of Firelands. Like, we go into Firelands and there's, like, 4 or 5 raiders who are like, not
yeah, it's
Firelands.
Like they have like war flashbacks to Firelands or something. Like our guild must have been stuck on it for a long time or
well,
something.
Well, that's why I'm super excited to do Siege of Orgrimmar, because every single person in our guild who was raiding at that time has the biggest PTSD about Garrosh. Apparently that was their most pulled boss with like over 300, maybe even 400 pulls before they killed him.
Jeez.
Because like, I mean, it was bad, but then imagine like Phoenix Fusion bad on top of that. So like it's a little bit of a oof dude.
I love that. Also, God. I love that oof dude is a thing in our guild though. Like, but anyways,
well, I was about to say, I'm glad you have something nice to say. It's the biggest like uncle on uncle communication I've ever. Like it's like, ugh, that's a major oof dude. And I was like, I gotta go before I get mad.
I like oof dudes.
I'm just the fun police. I'm just like, shut the fuck up.
Hey, let them have their white vernacular.
Yeah. It's also because I'm looking on the inside. I feel like gambling is haha funny and silly, but now when we're coming back from break, we gambled for like half an hour and I was like, let's go.
Even I was like, let's go. Like, and I'm gambling and I'm like, we gotta make this, we gotta do it sooner. We gotta cut it quicker. I was like, if we don't kill Yogg, this is all a waste because you don't get the piece of hero loot if you don't kill Yogg. However, I did win some money, so I will say, hey.
Woo, woo, woo. Oh, nice change of pace.
These fucking 250k rolls are unhinged. I wish he would stop doing them because I can't stop myself from rolling in them. But when Cheat hands me 173k, it's addicting.
High roller table here.
I'm just penny stocks for me, please. I put in one.
I learned my lesson. I don't do that shit anymore.
I put in 1 silver, and I hope to get 5 gold out of it.
What did you guys end up getting from killing Yogi Boy?
So I did it on my hunter, and I got, I believe, a belt that was better stats. So I ended and it was heroic tier, and my other belt was only champion tier. So it was actually an upgrade, and it was like probably one of the few slots that actually would be an upgrade. So I was happy with it. And also, just as a side note, I feel like gearing so far in Season 4 has been, like, very satisfying.
Gearing has felt fantastic.
I got a cape that was worse than my crafted cape. So it was thrown into the mystical void and turned into bronze. Just kidding. I can't do that. It was turned into 20 bucks.
Well, I was going to say, you could always just, like, move your crafted piece off your back somewhere else, right?
I don't know. I'd have to get a whole thing. I'd have to call up Immune in the middle of the night again. I'm fucking fine.
That's what he's here for. That's what this man's job is.
Yeah, I mean, like, but technically, actually, it wouldn't be able to be moved until next week anyways, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Plus, I already paid him a king's ransom last time I was there because I didn't know how the fucking thing works. I show up again, he's going to have a smug-ass smile on his face.
Yeah, I gotta get into crafting. Aaron's paying 15k. I gotta have you make you some stuff. What do you need? What do you need?
I need my money back. Tony on the corner, he took it all. I overpaid him and he didn't even tell me till like a week later. Till I already drove off the lot on this fucking thing.
Hey, I immediately after that said, hey, like, don't pay me for the next thing.
Yeah, he said, I will do these next 2 jobs for free because you overpaid me.
hey, listen, you better pay me that 15k every time. I'll make you whatever you want, bucko.
Tell you what, Tone. You can get that and a nice gabagool from Snidley the next time you see him.
Oh, hey! No, he's dead. He's with the fishes.
We fucking whacked that jackal yesterday. We whacked him at the 32-minute mark.
Oh, Snidely. Now it's time for a top two, bottom boot, medium moo. Honestly, I think my bottom boot is that Snidely's gone. Snidely's gone, and I don't have the highest achievement score, so I gotta work on that.
Good luck. You'll never catch
all
me.
All I gotta do is do Taven, bitch. Now, you're right. I never catch you. I'm not doing the wolf take care. Fuck.
Honestly, I'm asserting myself next here. I have a medium moo, and it also made me realize this is probably another reason why I passed you an achievement score. I did the North Run Cup on normal, advanced, and reverse, and I feel like most of the races were easier than some of the past ones. I honestly feel like they set the bar really high for difficulty with the Kalimdor ones, and then it kind of tapered off a little bit, but these fucking North Run ones were long. Like, I'm talking like four times as long as some of the other races from the other things. So it's like, if you mess up, it just took fucking forever.
Maybe I picked the wrong one to start off with at an advanced, because when I was doing it, I was like, oh no, I've already hit a tree. I'm 30 seconds in at advanced. If they're all like this, I'm not doing this. And I just said, I'm not doing this. But you didn't tell me until after it was gone. So you strategically waited until I wasn't able to do it anymore. I see how it is.
Because I did not care. This is like the first time I've actually looked at my achievement score in probably like a decade. So
I've seen you scrolling through it at night being like, my precious, my achievement score.
But yeah, my medium moo is basically the North Run Cup, I guess. The Mog was cool though from it. So
it sure is blue.
It's a medium moo. Aaron, what do you got?
I have a medium moot as well.
Moot.
And it's I hate to say it because he's been mentioned ever so many times, but it's really time running with Snidely. It's a shame that it was just sort of meh, and it left not a sour taste, but just like that, like after you've choned gum for too long, and it's like you can't eat it, so you're stuck with it, so you just have like a wad in your mouth for a little bit. That's how I feel several hours into Pandaria time running, but I'm sure it's just because I was chewing some damn fruit stripe, and I need to get some 5 gum. I need to get a well-armored, see, because people claimed you could eat the wrapper on 5, a well-armored person to come in there and just change my perspective.
Yeah, swap it up.
You know, this is what it will feel like to play, what class are you going to play?
Probably Paladin or...
In time running, and then it like fast forwards to you just like laying in some ominous bed of metallic cubes as they vibrate.
Pretty much in like a weird dark cube dimension. No one was ever scared when they went to the 5 dimension. If I opened up my eyes and I was in a wintergreen like saw trap,
no,
I
that's
would
like
scream.
A nightmare.
Just like I scream for joy whenever I look upon these ever so nice people. These are our patrons. They are Ahoy Vince, NSYNC/Drag Race, Azarin, Digital Dave, asking Gralina to say, for the Horde. Sorry you didn't get to hear me this week, Dave. It was Sidley's turn. It was his last gift before we snuffed him out. Mitch wants to remind everyone that Rathian isn't daddy. He's a literal child. Crucifix, Saracen Hawk, Chris M, Kick Puncher, Jerome, Adorno. Losing the patient, Grishy Super Squirt Day. Calcus looking forward to Panda Express hijinks. Ha ha ha, I hope you're having a good time. Huzzah, Johnny's Friday is saved. Wooly, Slide Whistle, Secret Stalker, tee hee hee. Adam N, Vanderlyle, and Will, aka Tire, Trade Chat's fallen father.
Pew, 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 pew. If you want to join that list of names, join our Patreon at patreon.com/donotrelent, where we talked about poop last week, 2 weeks ago. Get that shit down. You can also email us at donotrelentpod@gmail.com, email me at navarrocoffin@gmail.com, or check out any of our fine established mustache twirling hot spa leg day links at donotrelent.com. DoNotRelent.com for all your needs. What about YouTube with Anna Heads? Where can they find you in this time running pandemonium?
Oh, I'm glad that we have time run ourselves back into being banana heads. You can find your boy Immunization, aka Alex, on Twitter at New Era Alex or on Blue Sky at Immunization.
Ooh, watch out. If we're banana heads, then the totally viable, actually a people, Hosen might come after us. Ha ha ha. That's a joke. As I was killing Hosen, I was like, I can't believe they tried to pretend that they were, like, on the same level as Jinyu. These are monster people. Speaking of monsters, you can come see me be a monster beast at Twitter at the Big Acheesy and watch me play videograms at twitch.tv/AaronDNR. I'm going to be house-sitting my parents' dog. Maybe I'll hop on there to just show the dog. Anything can happen.
You hear that, everyone? Aaron's going to be showing dogs.
For them dogs.
And I'll show the dogs to anyone who subscribes to our Patreon at patreon.com/DoNotRelentPod. Or Do Not Relent.
Do Not Relent these nuts.
Another down. Do Not Relent.
Do Not Relent is a podcast within the 3HNC network, representing U.S. Proudmoore's premier podcasts.
That was a very good wish.